السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. أما بعد, urgent advice about the question before. There's a follow up. Why I do worship? Why I do ibadat? Why I do good deed? Why I read Quran, but I am not feeling the feeling I used to have. Feeling, where is feeling coming from? The feeling coming from communication between two. You feel for someone. You feel for someone you love. You feel for someone you fear, someone you respect. Somebody you cherish, somebody you value. You see? And what happens if we read Quran and we do good deed, but the reality of the love of Allah, the fear of Allah, the respect of Allah, the akhirah, the reality is not living inside of me. I'm not living really the thank of Allah of hidayah. I am not living the real message of Akhirah. I'm not engaging in the chemist between me and the Quran. When you read Quran, if you read it with really reflection, you see, and really like belonging and understanding and comprehending, you have to cry. You thank Allah, He save you. He make you a Muslim. You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guide you. He choose you. Yes, we have a lot of drama in dunya, but the drama in dunya is part of our trial. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give me everything I want. No, Allah give, Allah take. To check my iman. By this way, if me really sitting or doing good deed, and I'm happy, I'm a Muslim. I'm happy Allah allow me to do good deed. I'm thanking Allah. I am drowning in the bounty of Allah. I wish Allah to accept me. I wish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for me. I wish Allah use me to do good deed more. I wish Allah to accept me to elevate the deen. By this way, if I am living the message inside my heart, it reflects in my sajda, it reflects in the way I'm reading Quran, it reflects when I do good deed. I'm so happy. I'm thanking Allah, He allow me to be a doer. He allow me to thank Allah to be a doer. He allow me to thank Him for all His bounty. By this way, in me, is me really living the state of thanks of the bounty of Allah? I question myself. Is me really drowning in the bounty of Allah? Is me really living this love and fear and respect and loyalty to Allah? Is me living the wishes for Allah to accept me and give me good ending, to make me among muqarrabin, the closest one to Him, the beloved one to Him, to make me have a good ending with La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and He's pleased with me? All this is a journey of feeling within. It reflects in the time of ritual. But what happens if I'm doing outside the ritual? But I'm not living inside. It's not inside of me. It's not life inside of me. By this way, I'm busy doing all this outer, outside activity. But deep inside is not inside of me. My dear brother and sister in Islam, be careful. Be careful. I see a lot of people doing a lot of good deed, a lot of ritual, But is that inside? Is not a life inside? The dunya is so blanket. Or what I said to you before. The dhulm and all another disease of the heart, it will block you. And if you're living the love of Allah, the love of Akhirah, you have no blockage. You see, when you have a real feeling, it show up. It show up, you cannot generate it. Either you have it or you don't. You see? This is why Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, what he said? He said, if you want Allah to talk to you, read Quran. And if you want you talk to Allah, make salah. But you see, these people, they understood, they lived the message. It's not the empty ritual, it's the whole journey. You see, you eat a good meal and something you like, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Now you thank the cook, you thank the chef, you thank Allah. You see, you appreciate the people, you buy the ingredient from them. You thank Allah for the money He give you, the effort He give you, the ability to chew. I remember when my mom got sick and she has all her teeth is falling. You see, and the food has to be processed food, meaning you put some food and you mix it in a presser and you make it like mushy, like for the kids. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. How many people cannot eat? How many people cannot chew? How many people have disorder? Are we thinking and we thanking Allah for His bounty? What about the health? What about the ability to eat what we like? You see, but this is all is a package, okay, to thank Allah. And the ultimate is Hidayah. For me, Allah allow me to remember Him. Allah allow me to talk about Him. Allah choose me to be for Him. What a bounty. What a bounty. What a big bounty. But you see, if I'm living the bounty, I'm living it, I feel it, it generates unbelievable feeling within me. And this feeling within, it reflects in the time of worship. It reflects in the time of reading Quran. It reflects dealing with other. It reflects in my face. It reflects in my behavior. It reflects in everything. But I'm free. I am living the journey of the bounty of Allah. But if I have again anger, resentment, lack of contentment, you see, any part of dunya, it will block me. I will have no feeling like that. I'm not free. By the way, yes, I'm doing good deed, I'm doing this, but something blocked me inside. You see? My dear brother and sister in Islam, today, at this time, Eid al-Adha, the Eid of sacrifice, oh Allah, read chapter Al-An'am, verse 161 and 162. One of the most beloved verses in my life. Why? It containing a complete comprehensive message. What is the message? To thank Allah, He chose you to be a Muslim. To bear witness to Allah. You have no association with Him. And in meantime, what to do? To say, Ya Allah, myself, my salah, my life, everything is for You, Ya Allah. But you see, can I say it with my tongue and deep inside I'm not living for Allah? Can I say it with my tongue and deep inside my love story is not for Allah. It's a love story. I am living a beautiful love story and devotion and belonging and not to anyone. To my Creator, Allahu Rabbul Alameen, Malik al-Mulk wa Malik al-Miluk, Al-Qadir al-Qadir al-Muqtadir. I'm living this unbelievable relationship. Now, if this relationship is alive, it reflects in my tongue, in my thinking, in my thought, in my feeling. And now it reflects in the time of Salah, in a time of everything. And now I will feel my worship. I will feel when I go and try to do good deed, I will be coming back crying, weeping, thanking Allah. Thanking Allah, He enabled me to help others to smile and tell Him, Ya Allah, smile to me, Ya Allah. Smile to me and be pleased with me. In a way, you will never be angry at me anymore, Ya Allah. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alam. Live the journey of bounty. Don't make the ritual aesthetic just numbers or just because I have to do it. No. To serve with love. To serve with devotion. To serve with your feeling is a huge difference. You can give somebody a cup of water. You see? But how are you going to give it? With what attitude? With what manner? You see? Cup of water is a cup of water. But the way you serve it, the way you look to the person, how you introduce a cup of water, it can mean a lot. It can mean a lot. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. You see? This why we as a human being is different level of a slave. And what is the highest slave? The slave, he loves his Lord. He loves his master. And he wants to show his devotion and love to him. To show his gratitude to him. Is this not the whole thing about Islam? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Labbayk Allahumma labbayk. Labbayk la sharika laka labbayk. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. You see, are you say it from your tongue or you say it from your heart? You see, please, my brother and sister in Islam, live the message and cry to Allah to make you have the message inside your heart. He know you cannot fake it. You cannot make it up. And if you do not have it, now you cry to Allah. Oh Allah, give me, Ya Allah, open the door of the relationship with you, Ya Allah. Fill my heart with the sweetness of Iman, Ya Allah. Fill my heart with tranquility and Iman, Ya Allah. Fill my heart of being belonging to you, Ya Allah. Fill my heart with your bounty, Ya Allah. Make my nafs, nafs mutma'inna, Ya Allah. Make me among those, Ya Allah, who are humble to you and humble to mankind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make me love you, Ya Allah, and increase my love for you, Ya Allah, and make me show gratitude and love to you, Ya Allah, and make me remind people of your bounty and to love you, Ya Allah, and make me among muqarrabin. And call me among those who love you, Ya Allah, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. This is wishes. If I have it alive inside my heart, it will be in my tongue, It will be in my sajda. It will be in my thought. I don't have to read it just reading. No, it's coming. My dear brother and sister in Islam, thank Allah. Live the message within and let it grow and beg Allah to free you from all the dunya and disease of the heart. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.